News. I'm Ben Thomas. Conservative lawmakers have been heading to the White House to discuss President Trump's tax breaks and spending cuts bill. Saka Magani has a report.
After it narrowly passed the Senate yesterday, House GOP leaders are essentially daring their members to defy the president by voting against the bill. Many, like Missouri's Mark Alford, are on board, saying it's about delivering the change voters want.
Deliver on the mandate that they gave us back in November.
But there are holdouts in the slim GOP majority, and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries hopes enough GOP members take a stand.
Just four. There are 220 of them.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Verdicts are in Sean Diddy Combs' trial, convicted of prostitution-related offenses, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, but acquitted on the most serious charges, racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking. Another rough quarter for Tesla.
Sales of Tesla vehicles fell sharply in the second quarter as boycotts over Elon Musk's political views continue to dissuade potential buyers. Sales plummeted 13% from April to June. Tesla is also facing stiff competition from other electric vehicle makers, especially in Europe, where China's BYD has taken a huge bite out of its market share. Musk acknowledges that his work as head of Doge hurt his company, but he attributes much of the sales plunge to customers holding off while they wait for new versions of Tesla's best-selling Model Y, and Musk recently predicted a major turnaround in sales. I'm Donna Warder.
Still, Tesla's stock rallied after the company delivered more vehicles than expected last quarter, and Nike and other companies that import a lot from Vietnam rose after President Trump announced a trade deal with the country. That helped lift the broader market. The S&P gained 0.5%, closing at a new high, while the Nasdaq rose 0.9%. The Dow edged lower, shedding 10 points. This is AP News. Paramount has agreed to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit by President Trump over the editing of a CBS 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris. Donna Warder back with details.
Paramount says the money will go to Trump's future presidential library, not Trump himself, and that the settlement does not involve an apology. But Paramount has agreed that 60 Minutes will release transcripts of future interviews with presidential candidates, subject to redactions as required for legal and national security concerns. Trump's lawyer says his client suffered mental anguish over how Harris's 60 Minutes interview was edited. CBS and Paramount rejected Trump's contention that the interview was edited to enhance how Harris sounded, and they had sought to get the lawsuit dismissed, calling the suit completely without merit. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.